Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Here we go. It is hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time to determine who is the 6 o'clock sound-off champion for this Thursday on 105.3 The Fan at 877-881-1053. We'll line you up. We'll take your phone calls, and then we'll vote on who did it best. Would you hate me if I tell you I think the Cowboys might be onto something looking for a run game OC? Maybe Schottenheimer isn't the right guy, you know, but I like the process behind it. Dak Prescott said Shoddy has the right personality and brain for the job. Definitely made me more optimistic. Adaptability, the right mindset. I think that's about the most important trait you could have as an aspiring head coach or coordinator in this league. Because instead of Dak throwing to victory, let's get back to that Ezekiel Elliott 2016 game plan where we can run it all the way down the field if that's what we're going to do, and have Dak Prescott drop some gems in there for, you know, maybe 20, 25 attempts per game, maybe with Ashton Jeanty playing the lead role. What do you think about that? Would Pete Carroll save it for you? Right before we were going to go on the air today, 1 o'clock hour, started hearing rumblings that the Schottenheimer train was slowing down. Cowboys want to take another look at it. And then Nick Harris Star Telegram with the report that the Cowboys and Pete Carroll have discussed things. Okay, at 877-881-1053. There are only just a few rules here in the 6 o'clock sound off. First of all, you got to bring it. Yeah, you got to sound off like you got a pair. Okay, number two, you only get 30 seconds. And the third rule of the 6 o'clock sound off, we can't tell you, but the hint is we're doing fine. And if you hear the dial tone, you'll get a full understanding of what exactly that third rule is about. Obviously, Wolchuk sounded off massively earlier in the week. His rant continues to echo across all social media platforms. And we salute him for that passion and intensity. Brian, anything you need to add to the conversation or sound off about before we get to these phone calls?
No, I'm just, again, I appreciate my teammates here allowing me to be on the phone all day long. I really do. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry. Been listening to the show while you're working. You guys are doing a hell of a job. Keep it up.
But you're reiterating Schottenheimer is the favorite?
Yeah, I really, yeah. The thing about, like I said, there's so many things going on right now, and it just appears, I think the thing with Steven and Jerry Jr. is important. I think it's important that Dak is talking about Schottenheimer and given a choice, you know, Kellen Moore or Shoddy. I feel like that, you know, hearing that Dak is the one pushing for Shoddy to be the guy. You know, the Pete Carroll thing seems like Pete Carroll got involved because Jerry was reaching out, trying to kind of talk about some things, trying to talk with you know, some people about, well, what do you think about Shoddy? And then, well, Pete Carroll's like, well, wait a minute now. If you haven't noticed, Jerry, the Raiders are talking to me, you know, and you have a job opening. And so now Pete Carroll gets involved. So there's just a lot of things. You know, what we opened the show with, we're talking about maybe a divided room. You know, ultimately, I think what's going to happen is that Jerry Jr. and Steven are going to get their way with this. Dak is going to get their way with it. And Jerry is going to step back and say, okay, let's make the Schottenheimer hire here. You know, they probably want to get stuff done potentially before the championship games this weekend. You know, the league says, listen, we really don't encourage you to be like upstaging our, and Dallas Cowboys would absolutely upstage with coaching news, you know, if when in fact that does happen.
I wouldn't be surprised we get a Friday news dump or we get some Sunday morning, you know, pregame action, early afternoon, something like that, an announcement at 877-881-1053. Let's see what you guys have to say here tonight. Lucius, where are we going first?
We're going to line one. Let's talk to Dope Sick Dave.
Sound off like
listen
you got
up,
a pair, Dave.
Fellas. Listen yep. up. I don't care if it's Schottenheimer, Pete Carroll, or Jason Garrett, for God's sake. It's not – the coaching isn't the problem. I don't want to see Dak Prescott in white and blue ever again. Give me Jamarcus Russell at QB. I'm sick of Dak Prescott. I hope that hamstring tears off the bone a little bit more.
Wow. Man, that's uncalled for. Upon the guy.
Never heard that before. No.
That's a that is a
man,
a
I
hurt
had flashbacks,
fan.
Dawson. Did you have flashbacks on that a little bit?
I mean, I would never
I would never
go down that path.
Flashbacks to a time that doesn't even exist.
Yeah, I do think that was a big part of this. I mean, when you boil it down to it, the Cowboys kind of have a running quarterback that can't run anymore.
Yeah. That was Dope Sick got vicious there.
Is that Dope Sick Dave? Is that his name?
Do you think that was planned, or do you think he hyped himself up along the way and was let me finish with a bang here?
Yeah, he's mad.
I mean, it was passion.
I just wonder if that was premeditated.
I mean, he went, I'd rather have Jamarcus Russell.
It's like, was that a crime of passion?
That's beyond fed up.
I think he had a pretty good idea of where he wanted to go, and he wanted to punctuate it right there at the end, and he went for it.
I get that. I respect the idea of going for the gusto, aggressive mindset, fourth down, conversion. Yeah. Not sure he converted.
Yeah, you know, he saw two tacklers zeroing in on him, and he tried to hurdle them both.
Mm.
You know? He got John Elway, but you know,
I think that
he
this would be a taunting penalty. Don't rub it in.
He got a taunting penalty for sure.
He got our guy from Detroit. That's what he got.
Eric Kippel.
He got Eric Kippel.
He did three pumps instead of two.
There's a fine line between good and great.
I mean, if you're looking for our vote, I can't imagine any of us could vote for that, knowing if the Cowboys are listening, we voted for the guy that hoped. Dak's ligament got torn off at the bone a little bit more. You wouldn't catch me doing something like that.
That was a hell of a start.
That'd be crazy.
Talk about sounding off and going for it, though.
I mean, definitely
crotch first. I think that's the spirit and the aggression that we're looking for here in the sound off. Where are we going next, Lucius?
Let's go to Conrad online, too. Conrad in Fort Worth. Shout it out.
Man, I got to say, that previous caller, he just missed the vote. He was so close, though, because for the first time, I could care less about who the next coach is going to be. I mean, bringing any of these guys, we're not addressing what the real issue is. We have been a Cowboy family for as long as I've been around. And this year, my 16-year-old, he is now a Kansas City fan. My 14-year-old, after Jerry Jones sounded off on Sean and RJ, said, I do not want to watch another Cowboys game as long as Jerry Jones is alive, and my 12-year-old doesn't even watch football anymore. Jerry Jones is the one who took that away from my family. He is the issue. It's not the coach. Get a new owner in here. Sell the team. I don't care. Just get Jerry out of here.
Wow. His three sons want nothing to do with the Cowboys. I think that's fairly common, being around middle schools and elementary kids. Mm-hmm. I don't see a lot of Cowboys gear these days. I know they can be front runners.
Yeah.
You know, these kids can. I think if you snap back to winning, you would onboard in another generation.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes to something I was talking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they get back in the playoffs over the next 3 to 5 years, what sort of an impact would that have 30 years? You know, at one point, the Cleveland Browns were a proud franchise, and they were that way all the way until about junior high for me with Bernie Kosar and all those guys going up against the Broncos. But once we got into the 90s, and now they're an afterthought. The Washington Commanders, a very proud franchise in the 80s and 90s. By the time we got to like 5 or 6 years ago, they were having a hard time filling the building after like decades and decades of sellouts. The fan base ultimately gave up on them. Now they're back in a big way, you know, but it took an owner selling the team and getting a different quarterback in order to breathe that life back in. I think we might be at the end of the line here.
Yeah, I think so. And I will say shout out to Conrad's eldest. If you're going to punt on the Cowboys, you land with the Chiefs. That was a good free agency choice by him.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're going to be a fan free agent, let's do this thing right. Remember when Baskey pivoted to the Jags? Baskey pivoted to the Jags.
Yes.
Okay? He tied it. He hitched his wagon to Tony Khan.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and Trevor Lawrence. He thought that guy was the real deal. Had all the makings.
T-Law, baby.
Taking a shot at Tony Khan.
I think it's Chad.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you're right. It's not even. Sorry about that.
Poor Tony Khan's nice enough to come on our radio.
Guilty by association. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
Jeez.
Who's next, Lucius?
Michael in Fort Worth.
You're in the nation, Michael. Sound off like you got a pair, buddy.
Oh, man, I do, man. Hey, I've listened to your show a lot, and I kind of pay attention to what's going on. I will tell you this, brother, like 100%. I agree with the first guy. I don't know so much the second guy, because if my kids decide to jump ship, then they better find somewhere else to live. They don't live under this roof for free if they ain't a Cowboys fan. Oh, but I tell you this, I am sick and tired of always defending my Cowboys, and then I go to my spot to have a drink, and everybody goes, here comes next year. Every year, oh, he comes next year. Oh. I'm done with that. Let's just make it happen. Bring me whoever you got. Let's go forward. Let's move. Let's get this running game going. Hey, go Cowboys!
Yeah, look at this. Michael in Fort Worth still believes. And his kids pay rent with their Cowboys loyalty. I like your
style. I
love
the first half of that call.
How about the kid doesn't get a meal? Like, you're against the Cowboys, you're going to eat dinner tonight. Jeez.
That's how it was.
That's leadership.
It wasn't a choice, man.
I wish I had the guts to do that.
You're born into this.
My kid was flirting with being a Lakers fan a couple of years ago when they won that championship in the bubble.
Yeah.
Thankfully, they've fallen off.
I thought you were going to say the in-season tournament championship. Yeah, I was about to say, damn.
Did Michael agree with the first caller? Is that what he said?
He kind of did.
He's well, probably talking
about
injuries.
With the last sentence, but everything else he said was solid.
Okay, I just didn't know. Did he agree about Dak? I was a little.
Well, I think Dope Sick Dave texted and said he's sorry. Comment was a bit uncalled for. Got a little too hyped up. Thanks.
Hey, it's an emotional game.
He might get a vote from some people. You just don't know.
Honestly, you'd always rather have to tell a guy to like kind of crank it down a notch than crank it up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have to tell that kid to get more aggressive in youth sports.
Exactly.
He was all about it. Sounds like he might have been cracking him a little bit.
Dial it back, Dope Sick. Just
he's popping those Stellas, man.
But Michael in Fort Worth, I love the energy. I hadn't heard that in a while. Like the guy who's just like, man, you guys, we got to stay loyal and stay behind our team. And, that's what keeps, I believe, Jerry Jones confident that he can maintain this. Mm-hmm. As long as you have guys like Michael in Fort Worth, and I imagine, millions of people who kind of silently, or passively do that. I think here in the world of sports radio, we're right in the belly of the beast as far as the passion and the criticism portion of the fan base. But sometimes I wonder, like, is Jerry just depending on the guy that doesn't listen to sports radio but tunes into every game and has himself a Cowboys hat, that's just more of a casual style fan? Is there enough of that in the fan base that he doesn't have to worry about the people who are highly critical and paying attention to all of his moves? I don't know. Sometimes it feels like that. Who's next, Lucius?
Jeff and McKinney.
Hey, guys. I'm 26 years old, and I have never seen the Cowboys make an NFC Championship game, let alone a Super Bowl. There's a major, major lack of accountability and a major lack of professionalism in the organization. I am sick and tired of having every single outside source, Micah and his podcast. We got Jerry talking about, the radio host. Let's figure it out. Let's have a little bit of a set plan here and figure something out. I'm so tired of the uncertainty and hoping that I'm going to see something that I've never seen in my life before. Have a good rest of your evening, guys. I'm not excited for this coming season.
I think you nailed it, though.
Ah, Jeff, good call.
Respect,
God bless
Jeff.
You, Jeff. I'm with you, brother.
Yeah.
We're going to fight together.
It is the fan base that ultimately keeps teams accountable. Mm. The Chicago Cubs saw it. Hadn't won it forever, fan interest waning. They're like, let's go get a great GM and spend a bunch of money and get this thing done. Like I just said with the Commanders. And ultimately, I think it does fall on fan indifference. I don't know. We'll see. I think we'll see here over the next 5 years if, the fan base can remain engaged enough to, to keep Jerry Jones confident in this approach. We know there was two times. When he took over the organization, needed a great head coach, swung for the fences with Jimmy Johnson, paid off, and then needed to get the fans to vote on the stadium tax in Arlington, hires Bill Parcells to be like, I'm treating this very serious, and he got what he wanted there. What is the next thing in his life that could prompt him possibly to be desperate enough, to hire the kind of coach that could, be a difference maker for you on Sundays? I can't wait to see it.
If he swings and misses, or they do, on this one, and it continues this downward trajectory, there is a groundswell. Just from what I've seen the last couple of days, the comments on that rant, this thing's going to get ugly. And the couple of calls you get, and the people that are saying what a lot of people feel, but you don't want to say it, they sell the team, that's going
to
grow.
The thing that's different than 13 months ago, Wolchek, to that point, The legends are outraged. The legends are more critical than ever. And I think a lot of fans listen to the Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith and sort of, craft their opinion from that point. But then Oxnard guys, and I know they had every excuse in the book for why the fans weren't there, but the fans were not even close to where they've been in the past. And those are two good barometers, if you ask me. Where are we going next, Lucius?
Let's go to Jimmy and Rowlett.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I'm so dadgum tired of hearing about let's make the offense Dak-friendly. Well, guess what? Dak's skills are declining. We need more playmakers other than CeeDee Lamb. If you have to get a running back in one of the first two rounds, you do it. Need another wide receiver. And I agree with you, Gavin. Get back to the basics. You got to be able to run the football, and you got to be able to stop the run. And until they do that, they're going to struggle. And I'll say this, something's going to be really unpopular, and I'm sorry. If it were me, this team is so far away from competing for a championship, I would trade Micah Parsons. Yes, I would trade Micah Parsons if I could get multiple draft picks. I know that sounds crazy, but I would do it because that's the quickest way to turn this thing around. As Coach Ballsack says,
thanks, Jimmy and Rowlett. You know, I would hold on to Micah myself just because of how transformative he was for the defense this year. And I think if you could nail the pick at 12 with an offensive lineman that you plug in at right guard or maybe left tackle, and you get a runner as well in the second or third round, and then you could add a linebacker or a corner that can step in and be in the rotation, make an impact. To me, the path to victory is by having a great defense with a running game. And, I think you could pull that off. You know, you could pull that off for next year with an amazing draft and the right free agent. You could do that definitely by the time we get to 2026. And I think once you get rid of Micah Parsons, like the memory of the 2014 and 2016 playoffs just haunt me when you didn't have an edge. And, you know, you're watching the team go on their four-minute offense to choke out a game, or you need a big play late and it's just not there. You know, I think once teams get into must-pass situations, they can be very explosive and put a lot of points on the board. But if you have the great pass rusher like the Eagles ended the game, like the Chiefs ended the game, you know, you're giving the ball back to a good offense. But if you can get after them, you know, in a must-pass situation, I think that is, you know, the thing that I want to avoid in the future is being like, man, I wish we had a pass rusher here. And Micah Parsons, like, single-handedly took you from being one of the worst defenses to easily a top-10 defense there in the final 6 weeks of the season.
Yep.
Where are we going next, Lucius?
Last one on deck, Jacob. Sound off, sir.
Yeah, hot take for you guys. We got a head coaching for the candidate for the Cowboys right here on the show. Brian just walked into Jerry's office tomorrow. You don't even got to show him your resume. You know him. He knows you. Get the job and hire Bobby Bell as your offensive coordinator. Oh, wait. Never mind. Could you imagine him as an offensive coordinator snapping back at all times?
Great call, Jacob. Appreciate you. Finishes.
I like that.
Okay. Is it Jacob? Is it Jimmy and Rowlett, who's dadgum tired of hearing make the offense Dak friendly? Jeff and McKinney, major lack of accountability. Michael in Fort Worth, as his kids got to move out if they switch loyalties. That was definitely Cowboys fan of the day. Conrad, the big problem is Jerry Jones, and all three of his sons now no longer identify as Cowboys fan. And then Dope Sick Dave hoping that Dak gets hurt again. My vote's for Conrad, Chief. How about you?
Give me old Jimmy.
Lucius, who are you voting for?
Be political tonight. They all did nice.
Okay. Wolchuk?
I'll go with Jimmy as well.
Brian?
Man, I like Jeff. Major lack of accountability. Figure it out. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, that accountability is important.
Yep.
You know,
I'm with him.
And if you're not self-motivated and self-driven to do whatever it takes to bring in a Super Bowl and you can't get fired, you know, that explains how you can be locked into somewhere between slightly bad and pretty good over a sustained period of time. But salute to Jimmy and Rowlett. He is your 6 o'clock sound-off champion for this Thursday on 105.3 The Fan. And coming up next, Wolchuk, do we got a chuck wagon? Yeah, we do.
Is it a chuck wagon?
Or it's a sports hodgepodge?
You podge it. You podge it, bro.
You podge around on some. Actually, got a little dash of baseball for you. Just a little sprinkle dinkle of baseball.
All right, get out of here.
Got some college football, of course, and some basketball.
You need some accountability.
Next in the name.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. It's time now for a sports hodgepodge with Eric Chiafalo. Here he is, Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. I will pay off on my hard-hitting baseball tees because this is fantastic stuff. And I think we actually have the football man, Mr. Arthur Blank, to thank for it. But the Orioles are getting on board with having some value concession items. When you want to get out to the ball yard and go watch the Orioles play, you're going to be able to get it's sort of like it's like a value menu, so to speak. So okay. I think the Falcons have kind of done it like across the board with all of their concession items, but the Orioles I think will still have some hot ticket high dollar specialty items, but then you're going to be able to get in there and it's like $5 or less stuff, like $2.50 peanuts, $3.50 popcorn, $4 bottle of water, $4 hot dog, $5 beer, that kind of deal. So I love it, man.
You know what? Do you think – let me ask you this, guys. Dawson, because you're a little bit older too. Do you think what they did at the Masters – because I'm thinking of the state of Georgia and the cheap concessions they have at the Masters – do you
that
think
influence
did influence Arthur Blank to kind of do something with the Falcons? You know, like – you get a $2 per minute cheese sandwich, like a
makes sense. I connected
beer,
those dots,
you know, and they've had prices forever at the Masters that low.
I could see it, you know. I could see that along with maybe a fan survey, like what would make you come to more games. It's like, man, I'm paying $80 for parking and $150 for tickets to sit in the upper bowl. You know, I'm just tapped.
Give
you
me
know,
a $2 hot dog and a $4 beer. Yeah,
absolutely. It's like I'm walking through a casino in Las Vegas, and your hand is in my pocket
there
for $60 every
good
time
point.
I turn around.
Yep.
And I think the economics of it, at least you know, in Atlanta, has been that their margins are about the same because people are buying more.
Exactly.
You know? Yes. Yeah. Their ends. It's really a win-win across the board.
Well, I know one thing. When I went to the Masters, I bought rounds for everybody. I bought sandwiches for everybody. We went back and bought more because it was affordable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd love to go to a Falcons game and sit down and like, okay, wait, I spent $20 on a lot of food and a couple of beers. Mm-hmm. Okay, count me in.
Big win.
Yeah, it just improves your overall experience, and I think that's more important for, you know, the younger generation. They're looking to get maximum experience value for their dollars. Huh. And, you know, if you feel like, well, I'm going to get there, but then I can't afford to eat or drink anything, it's significantly less. You know, it makes you feel broke. That's not fun.
Okay, so yesterday was Caitlin Clark's birthday. She had a video shooting corner threes. She shot 54 of them. How many do you think she made?
It's on her birthday.
This is uncontested? Uncontested corner threes from the exact same spot 54 times. How many did she make?
48.
50. 41.
Well, Chuck nailed it.
Wow.
How many?
WNBA basketball guy of the day.
She 50 of 54. 50? What a badass.
50 of 54. Yeah. Jeez. Have you seen her? She's in the commercials now.
With
she's
State
getting,
Farm?
She's getting all over the place.
Yeah, that's
State
the
Farm
one
and,
I saw.
And Cassidy Hubbard
yes.
is also getting the ESPN anchor reporter
She's getting in the mix on these State Farm commercials.
Oh, wow.
So shout out to her. I think the coolest commercial going right now, by the way, is did you see the Ja Morant commercial?
No.
No, I haven't seen
it. I think it's Foot Locker. But it's him. Like, I would encourage you to go watch it literally right now. He's like soaring slow motion.
I'm drinking
through
the sky.
Yeah, you are boozing on that thing pretty good.
I'm drinking Estelle.
He's just slow motion flying through the actual sky, and then it finishes with him on a dunk. And I don't know. It's just like it is an awesome commercial. I saw it last night during the Mavs game. That's the coolest commercial going. Okay,
it's incredible.
You have to watch commercials when you watch games.
Actually, I do. Yeah. Are you getting commercial free live sports? Yeah,
it's like the NBA league pass.
I'm getting kind of like Chris Arnold, firing up the crowd vibes and stuff. That's what I get to watch.
That's fantastic. Well, I watched it on ESPN last night with Jay Billis on the call.
Jay Billis, he's on.
What'd you think about Jay? Because I had it muted. Like, I wasn't listening to the audio of it.
I mean, terrific analyst. I just think of him as a college basketball guy.
Yeah.
But I love his eye for detail.
He's been doing it really all
year.
He
does have a good eye for detail.
Yeah.
He's a Duke law guy.
He's a lawyer.
Okay, so.
Lawyer.
Bill Belichick.
Gosh, this beer's good.
Is the sixth highest paid coach in college football. Salute to Stella Artois, by the way.
Yeah.
Only the sixth.
For having us out here. Sixth highest? Yes, but he will be getting specific bonuses, including if he makes the Pop-Tarts Bowl,
ooh,
the Gator Bowl,
ooh,
or the Mayo Bowl.
Okay.
Those are apparently the three best bowl games now that we're in the world of college football playoff. He gets $150,000 for making a bowl game. But $350,000 for appearing specifically in a non-college football tier one elite bowl game.
Wait a minute.
Defined as, again, the Pop-Tarts Bowl, Gator Bowl, and Mayo Bowl.
Could you see, like, Belichick? Okay, they're
getting doused.
Okay,
the Mayo Bowl, we've got to get him in here.
We've got to get that,
that's
right?
That's the one.
He could kick the extra point and go to overtime, or he can go for two.
And
get the win and potentially lose and not get the mayo poured on him.
Throwing it.
I think he's so competitive.
He might go for two. It might be a bad play call.
Uh-oh.
And North Carolina takes an L.
He does the reverse Pete Carroll and just does it to himself. Throws it instead of giving it to his
beast.
Just
doesn't hand it off.
You ever like make a dump run on a weekend? You pull into the garage warehouse thing you got there. You get rid of all your stuff. And then you get back in your truck and that smell of dump is like in the cab of your truck and on your clothes for like the next 2 weeks.
All the time.
I think the mayo drenching would be worse for me.
Oh,
I prefer the dump stench.
You would need 5 to 7 showers.
Yeah, I have to check into a day spa there for a while.
Okay, there we go. That could be a bet payoff. Dawson has to take the mayo back.
Oh, I want to vomit.
That'd be great for Radio Row. That's perfect.
It's perfect.
I'd
make a big mess.
No.
We can get out the tarp. I mean,
we'll find a balcony.
DJ was talking about bringing a tarp.
Hey, I'm willing to do whatever. Let's get these bets paid off on Radio Row.
We need to get that done for sure.
I ain't doing mine. Forget that.
I do think it would be better. What's the deal where you like you throw something and then when it hits the guy drops into the water?
Oh, like the dunk tank, Eric. Yeah.
Okay. No, but I think there's more something specific.
It's a dunk tank, Eric.
I think there's a better name for it than that.
I'll do some homework on if there's a better name.
I think there's a better name for the dunk tank than the dunk tank. I think there is something more specific.
Oh, what the hit the target and let the person fall game?
I don't know. We'll see. Listen, maybe I'm speaking out of turn here.
Something really long and drawn out.
Maybe
instead
this,
of dunk tank.
Maybe this is another Tony Khan situation.
A dunking booth.
Dunking booth. There you go. That's what it is. Geez. That's what it is.
Machine. Oh yeah,
the dunking booth. If that was the play for Belichick into the mayonnaise, you know, I think that would just be a cooler deal. Okay. By the way, week one for next season college football,
Ohio State and Texas.
Yeah, among many other delicious matchups
from the shoe.
And it is TCU going to Bill Belichick in Chapel Hill.
Okay,
and I believe they've set that for the Monday nighter. That opening weekend Monday nighter prime time, 6:30
Joe
Central.
Tessitore.
Probably get Tess.
One of the best coaches I've ever seen.
Probably get Tess and Boog.
Yeah. I like a good Tess Boog.
Maybe
get Witten back in there.
I think he'll
be too busy coaching training camp for the Cowboys.
He works with Jesse Palmer. I think Joe and Jesse
the Bachelor
Palmer.
Guy.
Jesse.
Is Linda Wells still on the staff? Because I wouldn't want to move
on from
him.
He might be the O-line coach.
Technically nobody's on staff, but yeah, Linda's good.
It's also Notre Dame, Miami, LSU, Clemson, Alabama, FSU.
Okay. Where's that Clemson LSU game, please?
Clemson.
It's not neutral site.
I think a lot of these, which is actually cool, is they're
I like that better.
They're on campuses.
It makes it cooler.
Texas is going to the Shoe.
Yeah.
Notre Dame's going to Miami. TCU's going to Chapel Hill.
So they got rid of the Atlanta game. And
I don't know if they've
got the Orlando game.
A couple of them, like Tennessee and Syracuse, I think is a neutral site. I think South Carolina, Virginia Tech is also a neutral site. Perhaps Nebraska and Cincinnati as well. Speaking of Nebraska, did you see the guy last night sink the 94-foot putt on the hardwood halftime at the Huskers game?
No way.
What did he win?
He won a vehicle. It was a Porsche.
What?
Yeah. He had an epic Tiger fist pump,
too. He's got to pay for basically the vehicle.
NIL money?
Is that real?
I think you got to pay the taxes on it. Like,
yeah,
you
do.
Paying basically for the whole
thing. Well, taxes like it's income.
Paying the taxes.
You could sell it. You could sell the car. But you have to pay taxes on it, yeah.
Okay. For
the
winnings.
So it's not like full on a freebie.
Wow. All right. That was
a new Porsche, though. I'm not turning down the opportunity to be a Porsche driver for a while.
Yeah, I wonder which one it is. I wonder if it's like one of the SUVs or.
Man, I want the 911 if I
yeah.
see
yeah.
it.
Yeah, with that Panamera.
Is the Porsche SUV called a Cayenne? Am I getting
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Macan, I believe, that has like the smaller one.
The Macan,
I believe.
It is the Chick-fil-A kickoff in Atlanta. That's the Tennessee-Syracuse matchup.
Tennessee-Syracuse, there you go. Okay, let's see elsewhere here. Everybody's saying Abdul Carter, edge rusher, Penn State. He's the number-rated player.
Number one player. Bueno.
Is that he's the highest-rated player on y'all's boards?
Two.
Travis Hunter's one.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all both have Travis Hunter one.
Just because of the, I mean, I think he's going to be a badass whatever he does, corner or receiver.
Or punt return.
And that's unbelievable. Yeah, maybe punt return.
Cowboys could have had him if they just gone to Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Sooner.
Yeah, that's true, man. You also have the Jimmy Butler stuff. According to Mark J. Spears on ESPN, Jimmy Butler's trade wish list is simply to leave Miami, as long as he's not traded to Memphis.
I thought I saw
he'll trade his ass to Memphis.
I thought he's on a deal where he's like Dallas was number two on his list.
I'm sure he has.
Houston
preferences.
Number one, Dallas number two.
No, I think Phoenix is number one.
I think Phoenix was three on this list.
Okay. Well,
and then Golden State was.
Well, you saw.
I trust your list.
No, I saw. I was watching when I was having lunch in here today. I was watching.
They threw it up on the screen.
Houston, Dallas, and then it was
the
Phoenix
list.
and Golden State with a four. I think.
Okay, finally here. I'm assuming we're all sort of leaning Eagles, but does a potential hobbled Jalen Hurts change anything for you? I know he's not on the practice report, but I see
the word go.
I see the videos.
Guys are picking Eagles,
Bills,
kind of
Commanders,
limping.
Bills, Commanders.
No, it's not that we.
Super Bowl,
it's not that
Super
we.
Bowl, Bills,
what we want
Commanders, Super Bowl, Bills, Commanders.
I would rather the Commanders as well, but are you actually the? I assumed everybody was thinking about picking the Eagles.
No, I'm straight up going with Jaden Daniels. Quarterbacks win these games. He's the best quarterback on the field.
Yeah, give me Bills. Give me Bills, Commanders. Give me Bills.
Saquon's going to fumble twice.
You're looking at Chiefs-Eagles. If this is a regular season game, I think the game plan would be adjusted to, account for the bulky knee that he's dealing with. But, that's one of those pain tolerance things. I think you tore it all him. He gets out there. Maybe he goes double Percocet or double hydrocodone, whatever was on board there at the end of this divisional round game. He was a little loopy post-game. So I think they have a solution for it. And this is one of those games where you're like, dude, if we win this, we got 2 weeks until the Super Bowl. It's not changing our game plan at all. You're looking at the best defense, the best running game. And it's just too much for Washington to account for. I think the Eagles blow them out.
Ooh, I like that. I like that as a take. Yeah. I do think that I will be picking the Eagles tomorrow. I know how much toward all, perhaps the perks, whatever it is, they can get you through four quarters. So
yeah,
Jalen Hurts is a little hobbled. And I think that Sam Cosmi injury on the interior, that Commander's offensive line, like that is going to spell some trouble there. And Dick Fangio is going to have one heck of a game plan.
Yeah. Yeah, my big ankle surgery, when they reconstructed everything, they had to like grind down the bone. When I was about 3 days in, I'm like, okay, enough of these dang pain pills. I'm going just with ibuprofen today. Mm. About 3 hours later, I was screaming, right? So I went back up to the pharmacy. I reloaded. 90 minutes later, P
pure bliss.
Yeah.
Hobbling around the house, making some barbecue. I mean, that stuff is dangerous, but it's magical.
Yes. Yes. And he will be getting that magic potion shortly before kickoff.
Get the magic potion.
Perhaps at halftime as well.
I hope it doesn't help.
I think you want to double down on something like that. Thank you, Chief. We're going to crosstalk with the fan after dark, see what Fred and Blake have. No. Fred's out, right? Fred went to Kansas to watch his kid hoop.
Hell knows.
So it'll be Blake and company, Fan After Dark Crosstalk coming up next. We're live at Christie's on Lower Greenville. Salute to our friends at Stella Artois. And we're back here in the G-Bag Nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. And thanks to Stella Artois for putting us in this magnificent broadcast perch today live at Christie's. Christie's Sports Bar on Lower Greenville. A great place to come hang out and, you know, hit the scene and watch some sports on TV. Wall-to-wall TVs here at Christie's Lower Greenville. So thanks again to Stella Artois for hooking this up. We'll be back with them next week as well. You know,
yes,
Stella's
sir.
Sending us on this nice little tour. So coming up from 7 to 11, it's time for the Fan After Dark. And good evening, gentlemen. How the heck are you?
Feeling well, but we do have the Rangers hot stove with Jared Sandler from 7 Ooh. To 8. He is sitting right across from me looking as great as ever with his beef stew setup going
beef
on right
stew.
There. I might have said around noodles. There's some noodles going on. Is there?
Is it pho?
Stroganoff.
Pho guy.
Pho?
He's a stroganoff okay. guy.
No. Blake, I think, is 0-for-3, even though I told him what it was like 5 minutes ago.
That is correct.
Shepherd's pie. That's what he's having.
We will also have CA.
Just like your grandma. Woolly Bully, just like your grandma made it.
That's right. Yeah, not a very good shepherd's pie. But we love you.
We'll also have the three-timer in today. Chris Arnold is Fred. He's about a touchdown at his sister's place in Kansas in about 10 minutes. So he is officially in Topeka, so we'll be without him the next couple days. We got CA today and tomorrow, mm-hmm. and then James on Saturday, but Rangers hot stuff before we get to any of that.
Right on. What do you guys have planned for 8 to 11 tonight, Blake?
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. So I thought the show was 7 to 11, just like you guys. So I planned a full show. CA had to remind me. I pulled it back a little bit. At 7:20, we're going to figure out who does Jerry Jones want as the head coach, because I feel like that's the most important question right now. I feel like we know who Jerry Jr. and Steven want, being shoddy, but I feel like Jerry wants somebody different, and who better to ask than a three-time Hall of Famer? And then as well, with the Mavs injuries just piling on, I'm going to ask Chris if it's doomsday or if we should still have hope for this Mavs team.
I want to know what Jerry Jones would just do on his own. You know, everybody says it's ultimately his call, but it seems like he wants to empower his kids to have their vision come to life on this football team more and more, Brian.
I tell you what, I bet you Jerry would love to have Deion Sanders as his head coach.
Yeah.
I bet you he would.
Well, go do it, Jer.
Yeah.
You know, show us all whose team this really is. Sands, some good Rangers article today in the morning news. A couple of them I was reading about maybe a trade for Helsley, the closer. I think he had 49 saves last year with the Cardinals, ERA like just over 2. And then some really good ink about, you know, their ability to develop pitchers with, I guess it's Alejandro Rosario making 6 or 7 young guys down there that, you know, might be on their way to participating and contributing to a big league team. What else can you tell us about these guys?
Yeah, no, I think that they are doing a much better job. I mean, I think Cody Bradford's an example of that. He's probably the first since the Rangers made some personnel and philosophical changes with their pitching development. He's the first guy who entered the organization, was developed, under the instruction of some of this, some of these changes. And he's obviously had success. And Winston Santos, Alejandro Rosario, Emiliano Teodo, three guys who could all impact the Rangers next year. They're just three of, you know, as you mentioned, more than a handful of guys who seem to be progressing in ways that we're just not used to over the last few decades with pitching prospects with the Rangers.
Jared, you got bass in your voice.
Oh, really? Maybe it's the what Blake? The
pork, I think it's echo out
whatever
there.
Blake said I was eating. I guess
the
that's,
beef
that's
stew.
What it is.
Beef
yeah,
stew.
Beef stew.
How much urgency is in this organization right now to make sure that they don't have any holes in their roster coming out of spring training? I think last year traumatized a lot of Rangers fans, and we really don't want to hear, well, we'll figure it out as we go, or, you know, we have good candidates and we'll see. I think, you know, they got to feel like we got to get off to a hot start this year, right?
Yeah, and I think they're saying all the right things to protect themselves in the event that they, you know, aren't able to get one of these potential closing candidates. But I'd have a tough time believing, Dawson, that they're sitting here right now thinking, yeah, you know what, if it works out, great, but if not, we feel good about it. I think they really want to get one of these guys, whether it's a Ryan Helsley or signing a Kenley Jansen. You know, I think Carlos Estevez was linked to the Rangers earlier today as a potential fit for him. It can be any one of those guys, but I think the Rangers probably would tell you that they would like to, even if they don't go to camp, maybe go to March with at least one of these guys in the organization to try and lock down the ninth inning. I think you're exactly right. The whole, we'll figure it out as we go, that's nice, but when you think that these division races come down to a game, two games, three games, it's one thing when you're sitting a Corey Seager to give him rest. Like, I know people want every guy to play 162 games, but it's different when you're struggling in the ninth inning and you wait until June to address that. I think the Rangers would like to address that sooner rather than later.
Any hope Mark Church could show up in spring ready for a job like that?
Yeah, I think that there's hope that Mark Church could show up and take on a high-leverage responsibility. I don't know if they would hand him the keys to the ninth inning on opening day, but I think that there's a good chance that if whoever gets the keys right away falters, that Mark Church could be in a position to be the next man up. You know, I think they'd probably like him to get his feet wet at the major league level and high leverage first, but I think he definitely has the type of stuff that could work in the ninth inning.
And what do you have planned here for the Hot Stove Show tonight?
Well, we got Hobie Milner coming up at 7:20. We will address some of the big questions for the Rangers at this time, as we're just a few weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to surprise. And we'll also take some calls at 877-881-1053. And I want to throw out a potential head coach candidate. I know it's not going to happen, but I would really love, in like an alternate reality, if Brian Broaddus was the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. That would make for entertainment and fun. And I would be all in on that.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I'd like to see what kind of a staff you could build, Brian.
I think you'd build a good big staff.
But yeah. I am not going on air with those guys on Friday morning. I'm sorry.
Those guys are on your back.
That's a clown show.
I think you got to look out for that Bobby Bell.
Yeah, Bobby and Broaddus start to feud.
Bobby, Sean, RJ, they're all clowns. Peyton, throw them all in. I'm not doing a Friday show.
Well, thanks so much to Stella Artois for having us out. Thanks, guys. Hot Stove next, then Fan After Dark with Blake and CA. Thanks to Stella Artois and Christie's for having us out. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Just went 5 flawless once again. Thanks to Ruben Portillo, Remote Engineering. His ball's off here. Just a perfect broadcast from him as well. For Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, a proper Football Friday. Maybe we'll have a new Cowboys head coach. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Addies.